This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It has been 6 months since the most powerful typhoon that meteorologists have ever seen strike land hit Tacloban in the Philippines. More than 6,000 people died and the city was flattened. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes was one of the first reporters to reach the city after the storm. He's been back to find out what happened to the people he met in November.
I'm walking down a track now towards the coast, towards the house of a family I met back in November, Hill and his boys. And when I saw them last, they were trying to get his wife's body out from underneath a fallen coconut tree. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Hill.
Oh, Hill. Robert.
How are you?
I'm fine. Pleasure to see you, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good, good. It's good to see you. On the surface, things here are much better. But when I ask Hill about his wife, Helen, it's clear he is still struggling.
I try not to bring back the memory because it's very painful. I just forget. Just move forward. I just try to avoid getting to his grave there because when I go there, I wept. You know, if I start to remember her again, I don't know what will happen.
This is the back of Hill's house now. In front of me here is the grave of his wife, Helen, and right behind her grave, another much bigger mass grave. And on the crosses here, the names and the dates of birth. And so many of them are children. Rosemary Paulin, born 1997. Christine Paulin, born 2001. Elisa Rose Paulin, born 2009. Kimberly Kate Paulin, born 2006. In a refugee camp a little further along the coast, dozens of smiling children are playing in a huge tent set up by a German charity. Next door, the British charity Oxfam is paying former fishermen to build hundreds of new fishing boats. People here are getting help, and they desperately need it. On our last day in Tacloban, we come across a story almost too painful to tell. In a little wooden shack on Tacloban Bay, I meet 6-year-old Jian. She sits on a chair, staring at me with her big, solemn eyes. The wave took away her whole family, mother, father, and 5 siblings. Sitting next to Jian is Arnel, the man who rescued her. His bloodshot eyes stare into the distance. With tears welling up, he tells me how he was able to save Jian from the raging waters, but not his own wife and 3 children. Even when I'm drunk, I still find it hard to sleep, he says. When I'm in bed, I see their faces. They're asking for help. In my nightmares, I see them calling out to me to save them. I was able to save others. Why was I unable to rescue my own family? Jian is now being cared for by neighbours, but without her parents, she faces a precarious future. But without his wife and children, Arnel now says he has no reason to live and thinks only of how he can join them.
That's the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes reporting from the Philippines. You're listening to Here and Now.